guys, welcome back to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan, and yes, I am the mama of the girls, and this is myth number 11. Let them eat what they want. It's okay. Wrong! Letting kids eat what they want is neglect in the worst sense. You can't care for your kids properly with the food that they push out today. Too many kids are having heart attacks earlier, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and amongst other things, all right? All the sugar, salt, high cholesterol, their blood pressure being super high, is all because parents are allowing kids to eat what they want. And what's happening is it's killing our kids faster than expected because it is not real food. All the sugar in the cereal, the fruit snacks, the canned foods. Have you looked at the sodium in one can of noodles? One can of pasta? Take a look at the back of the sodium can of soup. Something that the media pushes as being healthy, markets as being healthy. Even if you look at the healthier soups, the sodium is super high. It's like we can't escape these companies poisoning us as adults, let alone our kids. There wasn't this much sugar in food when I was a kid, but there was sugar. But I just remember not being able to have so much access to fast food like kids have today. Kids have so many access avenues to fast food. Like, these are our children. The companies don't care. The companies do not care about your children's health. It is horrible. All the sugar is horrible for your kids' brains and teeth. Cancer comes all along with all of this microwavable food. It's only the start of it. Okay? I don't give my kids soda or fake juice. When you look on the side of juices and you see 25% juice, 10% juice, 30% juice, that's trash. That's trash. There's nothing real in that juice. Not even a fruit. Not even a squeezed grape is in that juice. The cost of unhealthy food wins over healthy food prices. And that shouldn't be. That makes no sense. And I'm going to tell you why it makes sense for companies, why it makes sense for demographics, but it doesn't make sense when society is saying now that the government, quote unquote, cares about your health. The government has never cared about our health. The FDA approved things to be put on shelves before it is properly tested. They never cared about our health. They care about our pockets. They care about if we're spending money. Are people buying it? How can we sell more of it? The cost of unhealthy foods wins over healthy prices. Because healthier priced food costs more than what we're getting. I went to Kroger yesterday and I bought 2 organic apples to make smoothies because, as you can hear, my voice is kind of muffled because I have a tooth infection. And I have to set up dental surgery in order for it to be fixed. And I was worried about not being able to record. And even with that, I have to make smoothies, so I'm going to pick the healthiest option over a bag of apples that I could buy for $3.97. I ended up buying 2 organic apples that came to $4 and something cents. So, if you're thinking about a mom that has multiple kids and has to take care of herself, or a father who has...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Has multiple kids and has to take care of himself and stretch his money as long as they go. Which option do you think they're going to pick? They're going to pick the bag with the most apples so everybody can have some. But they're not understanding that the bag with the most apples is GMO, meaning they created the companies created their own seed to keep the money in their pocket, right? They created their own fertilizer that has drugs on that fruit. That food is polished, quote unquote, painted, and then is put in stores. Well, if you created the seed naturally, it has no original nutrients. So that bag of apples is not going to do anything compared to what that one apple that's organic would have done. And so even trying to go to the produce section, you have to unlearn and relearn what you need to know. There's been a scare on lettuce for the longest because it was having bacteria on it that was making people sick. So I've been refraining from a lot of salad, and so I've been eating strictly broccoli and a piece of turkey that I cooked. And it's just very frustrating to go into the store and just shop and get out, because now you have to go in the store, look at it, think, compare it, read the box, read the back, read if it's farm raised or wild, like, and all along the FDA is approving these companies to not have to say where the food came from, not have to say how the food was created. I don't give my kids none of that impossible meat. That's a no for me. I'm not vegan, but at the same time, I'm not just diving into everything these companies push. The trick that these companies are doing, and demographically they're assuming, is if they keep the poor unable to have better choices, then longevity-wise, they don't have to worry about the poor. So basically, if they kill them off fast enough, then longevity-wise, they don't have to put money towards people who need care. It starts with the food. So when it comes to our kids, we have to make better choices. Parents have less time to cook today than they did when I was growing up. Most parents are working multiple jobs to stay afloat, right? And listen to this. There are at least 13 types of cancer that you can get from eating poorly. Uterine cancer is a big one. Breast cancer is a big one. And colorectal cancer is another one. That's 40% of the foods we have today are linked to these cancers. Just these three. And there's 13 types of cancers. So think about if you're a parent and you're feeding your kids whatever they want, you're damaging their insides. There are kids going to school with your children with high blood pressure, low blood pressure, low iron intake. Kids with their hair coming out in clumps because their iron is low. Kids who have poor attentiveness when it comes to their attention span in the classroom. All the sugar in their food. If you think about breakfast time, it's milk, aka cow pus, in a box. It's something sugary and sweet that the kids will like. Then it's probably a yogurt that's high in sugars and coloring, artificial coloring, and probably a fake fruit. And then we send your kids to class and we expect them to be able to function properly at their best. It makes no sense. So when it comes to me, I'm always pushing my kids to drink more spring water over anything else. One thing you'll always be able to find in my house is spring water. pH balance tested water. Okay? If you feed lemonade in here, it's lemonade I made. I don't buy the standard apple juice because there's a lot of sugars in there, and that's not real apple juice. That's apple drink. Okay? The wording is how a lot of these companies get away with a lot of stuff. So when it comes to this myth of you can let them eat what they want, no, you can't. McDonald's is not even real food anymore. People have created science projects behind years of having McDonald's meals that do not change. That don't get old, they don't get mold, the bread looks perfect. Did you know that a study was done to see how McDonald's keeps the brown spots that are naturally from potatoes off their french fries? Think about it. Naturally, when you make mashed potatoes at home or chopped potatoes, you don't get all of the skin off. So naturally, sometimes it might have darker spots. McDonald's prides themselves on having golden fries. All the fries should be golden. How do they ensure that all of those fries are golden? When they're harvesting those potatoes, they spend a few days spraying down those potatoes with chemicals and pesticides that make sure those potatoes create ready potatoes that have no brown spots. And while they're being sprayed, the workers have to stay out the fields for days before they can go and get these potatoes because it's harmful chemicals that's being put on it. Fast forward, they get to all of these McDonald's through shipment, and then they feed them to your kids. And then you wonder why your child is 8 looking like they're 15. And you wonder why your child, arteries are clogged, having breathing issues, diabetic, morning time McDonald's, lunchtime McDonald's, dinner time McDonald's. It's quick and easy. I gotta go do something that's more important. Nothing should be more important than your child growing up healthy and able and being within the child zone of their childhood. No child should grow up faster than they need to. So when it comes to like what your child eats, be aware. Even the healthier things you have to do in certain increments. You can't overeat spinach. It becomes bad for your kidneys. Look it up. And so I think Americans, we have this mindset where we need more, we need more, we need more. And the reality is we don't need more. We need enough. We need enough of what we're going to use and what we can handle. And then once we're getting low on that, then we should get more. But we overeat. We overbuy. We overhear things and go by that instead of really doing the research for ourselves. And all of this information is not being hidden from you anymore. The internet is free in most places. It's just that people don't want to read. People want to watch a video. People want to see a headline. People want to watch a TikTok. People want to hear a song. Happy New Year! Don't be afraid to check out Cozy Womb Shop. That's where you can find hoodies, t-shirts, onesies, mugs, and all that good Cozy Womb gear. Now back to the show.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
And that's how they get their information. As a mom, as a parent, I feel like it's my job to make sure I'm passing along the information to other parents. That apple juice is not real apple juice. Real apple juice is going to be cloudy, thicker than what that apple drink is, and more nutritious. That orange juice is boiled, perfumed orange drink. That orange juice has been sitting in large containers for months before it is bottled and shipped to you and sprayed down with perfume orange smell. If you want orange juice, get you some organic oranges and squeeze them yourself and put that orange juice in the refrigerator. And the thing about organic real fruit and vegetables is it's going to go bad faster. Again, only buy what you need. If you notice about the grocery stores and what the grocery stores carry, they carry the most healthier things in the wealthier areas. In the wealthier areas, they have multiple options of where they want to shop. Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, very eye-worthy farmers market. For me, where I live, there are multiple farmers markets, but I've noticed even when I go to some farmers markets, they have fake fruit. If your fruit and your produce does not have five digits on it, and it starts with a 9, it is not organic. It is not the real original nutrition fruit or vegetable that it's supposed to be. You are buying GMO fruit. If you look at the pomegranate, okay? My mom calls it a pranganot. Shout out to Jamaicans. If you look at the pomegranate, and if it's as big as a baby head, that is a GMO pomegranate. A lot of fruits are not bigger than the regular width of your hand span. There's no way, unless it's a watermelon, unless it's a honeydew. So these companies want to change your perception of the fruit that you're getting for the money that you're paying. They want to show you a bigger fruit that costs less money than the real fruit, so you go for the bigger fake fruit than the real fruit that costs more money now. How did they get to the point of faking the real thing and making the fake thing cost less money and making the real thing be more money? So that means if you want a healthier life, if you want healthier food for your family, if you want healthier options, government standards, you're going to have to be able to afford it and maintain your lifestyle. Most people, if they're on government assistance, they get really eye hungry. And eye hungry is basically parents start to not be aware or worried about the options that their children pick to eat. From the Capri Suns, the fruit snacks, the chips, the sodas, the candy, the cereal that has ingredients that of paint thinner, chemicals that belong in tires are in your children's cereal. Look it up! Look it up! So when you see those short aisles that offer cereals you never heard about, but it looks like another cereal, but if you look on the ingredient sides, it's a bit more healthier, but my child is probably not going to go for this because they haven't seen a commercial about it. They haven't seen other kids eating it. But if you taste it and it tastes good, give it to your kids. Because once you start your kids with better habits, they're going to carry those habits longer. If you start your kid off with bad habits and then you try to wean them off of it, it's kind of like trying to wean an addict off of their favorite drug. You're gonna have a harder time. So don't start your kids with bad habits if you don't want them to carry that out. Because for me, I am in my 30s paying for the lack of boundaries that I had as a child from my mom. I'm not blaming her, but I am going to say if I had more boundaries on what I ate and what my options were, then I wouldn't have a lot of the problems that I have today. So for me, giving my kids a candy day works. For me, not allowing them to sip on fruit drinks that are not even real fruit juice all throughout the week and all day works. For me, I'd rather buy 9 bottles of water that, yes, probably been sitting somewhere for at least a year, but at least it's natural spring water. Right? At least my water doesn't have chemicals in it. At least it's not the fluoride water that's been tested and some of the water been coming up with COVID. You gotta think about it. We use water every day from our faucets and our shower and our sinks in the kitchen. And if you don't have a filter on that, or you don't have a filter system for your home, it's just free-flowing drugs and residue from other places going through these pipes. And so whether you wash your mouth out with it, or you clean your body with it, or you clean your clothes with it, or you wash off your fruit or your food before you cook it, it's still not clean water. And there's a lot of people that still don't wash their rice. You need to rinse your rice at least 7 to 8 times so it can run clear. I just think maybe people need to see the process of how the food gets to our grocery stores. Because even I cringe at grocery stores who already pre-season my food. Ew! Who told you to pre-season the food and package it up? How do I know you cleaned it? How do I know you cleaned this with lemon juice? Even this, before we get out of here, even the fish now, I only go to the farmer's market for a few things now. My coconut water, because it's cheaper. Red snapper fish, wild salmon. But for the most part, a lot of the farmers markets are carrying fake produce, fake fruit, and a lot of farm-raised fish that nobody really wants to buy. Nobody educated really wants to buy that. They have crabs in there, they got crawfish in there, they got shrimp in there. But if you need to research farm-raised fish. Farm-raised fish are fish that sit in little ponds in the ocean where they are constantly reproducing with each other. Some fish are dying in there with each other, but they're sitting in a net of their dead fish, their feces, and it's creating sickness, right? New fish are being born into that pond. Fish are dying into that pond. And those fish are showing pictures of tumors on them. Cancerous tumors and gashes on them. And companies are taking those fish, as long as it's living, scraping that shit off. I'm sorry, had to say it that way because it's just like, y'all feeding people this? Yes. And they are packaging this stuff up and putting it in your grocery stores and telling you it's fresh. Fresh farm-raised fish. You take that home, you clean it as best as you know, and you feed your family that. And about 20 to 30 years down the line, some of your family members are going to end up with cancer. And there are going to be big question marks on how did this happen? Is it hereditary? Is it something that could have been prevented? A lot of the sicknesses and illnesses and diseases that a lot of people have can be prevented. And a lot of the diseases and sicknesses that people have today are because of our food. So when it comes to kids, no, they can't pick what they want to eat all the time. It is a problem. Limit the fast food, limit eating out, buy a magazine to teach you some better cooking options, read the packaging. If you want to feed your family grass-fed ground meat, okay. If you want to feed your family plant-based stuff, okay. If you want to continue to give your child pus milk from a cow that's already suffering, that's your decision. If you want to give your child sugar-filled Go-Gurt, that's your decision. If you want to give your child soda, that's your decision. But don't be mad when your child is in the sixth grade with a whole grill of silver caps. Because I've seen some. As early as preschool, with the whole top and bottom of silver caps. It is our jobs as parents, until our children are at least 25, to guide them, protect them, and make sure that we are helping them grow healthy. But if you are not watching what your child is eating, you are failing them. And if my mouth wasn't hurting like this, I would be out there yelling at these two. But I cannot afford to be yelling right now. And I'm only doing this episode because I could actually move the other side of my face today. And so I wanted to get this episode out to you guys. Thank you guys for listening to Cozy One Podcast. I have been recording since 2018. Ever since I really think through my seasons and come up with, you know, what I want to talk about. But when it comes to food and what these kids eat is very important to me, because I have two daughters, and the last thing I want to do is have my children's bodies be modified by the fake foods that these companies push to my kids. And when I leave my kids with people and they give them McDonald's or soda and things that I want to give my kids, I get annoyed. But then I think, compared to a year, okay, that was one day out of the year that I got that. I got a whole shovel of herbs that I'm going to throw down their throats. You know, I have more healthy foods that I'm going to give them, more healthy options that I'm going to give them. When it comes to what your kids see, hear, smell, are introduced to, the best time to introduce your kids to new foods is while they're young, so they don't grow up ignorant. Okay? Nobody likes the, ooh, what's that kid? Nobody likes that kid. Okay? So it's our jobs as parents, mom and dad, to educate our kids on different foods, fruits, different spices, why people use certain things, why people cook them a certain way, different cultures. It's our job as parents to do that. So no, that is a myth. Your children can't just go around, especially in America, where a lot of our foods are banned from a lot of countries, to let your kids eat what they want. It's not safe. It's not smart. It's not something they should be doing. So let's not allow that to happen. Let's stay on top of what our kids are eating. And thank you guys for listening to Cozy One Podcast. Bye.
Bye.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.